before we jump in on this next call, I want to go ahead and have Joe do his top five because I kind of want to touch on that. So if you hang in there, okay, we'll bring you back in a little bit later. We want to run through some more things.
For sure.
All right. Appreciate you, my guy.
For sure.
Joe, because I think that anything that we kind of touch on that we're going to end up kind of getting around your top five. So if you would you kind of go ahead and share with us your top five for tonight?
Yeah, and I went about the top five a little differently this week. I'm telling you the five things that it takes to do this or the five things that it takes to do that. This week I wanted to show, you know, our listeners the five of the things that most plague our people, our communities, our business owners, and why black businesses fail so fast. I was alarmed to, you know, and realized that 80% of black businesses fail within the first year. Like, and I'm going to state that again, because that's like, to me, it's just alarming. 80% of black businesses fail within the first year. And that was like, whoa, so what is causing this rapid failure? And so I'm going to go through the five things that plague our business owners. Number five, Mika brought this up earlier, not enough research. A lot of people jump into businesses that they feel like they have a passion for, but they don't go do the homework that it takes to make sure that business is ran properly. What is the numbers? What is the startup? What does the, you know, the revenue look like? You know, do you have a product that is needed in the space in which that you're opening up this business in? How can you get people to come into your establishment, you know, at a rapid rate in order to see your profit? You know, to do research on where you're going to open up this business and your clientele is very, very important. And I think you need to do the research before you even begin to even start talking about opening something up. So before you even go grab keys and go get business licenses and go do all that, do the research first. Number four, too many chiefs. And we see it. You know, you get these businesses open up and there's 3-4 owners in it. Everybody, like I said, everybody want to be Michael Jordan. Don't nobody take pride in being Scottie Pippen. No, like, don't nobody want to be Steve Kerr. There is a position for you that might not be as prestigious as the top man, but the business still has to be ran by a lot of individuals under the top man. And you can take pride in that. And, you know, a lot of people walk away because they don't get the recognition that Michael Jordan get. Yeah, it's true. Everybody sees the man, the name, and likes. But there's a lot of people up under the man that makes that business run. So, you know, take pride in being that and not try to overthrow the person at the top. Number three, and we do this a lot, and I think Tay talked about it with the hookup. We value hiring family and friends over people with experience. We would start a business, and everybody within that business would either be our uncle, our cousin, our aunt. These people have not had no type of experience in customer service relations or anything like that, food prep, or none of that. But we would hire them over people that are, you know, experienced. Why is that? I guess because it's cool to sit down at the table with the people that you start with, and I get it, you know, but you won't have a table if it crumbles because people don't have the experience it needs for their business to run properly. I try to tell people in business, get experienced individuals around you. You will go a long way. Blood thicker than water, so they say, but green's supposed to be thicker than them all. And you're not going to make no money if you do not hire experienced individuals to work with you. Number two, we don't adapt. You know what I mean? Like, there's no adaptability in our business. We are set in stone in what we want to do. I look at Blockbuster was a prime example of this. Blockbuster was like a mom and pop video shop. And for, you know, for our younger listeners, you could go get videos and games and whatnot for your VHSs. And Blockbuster took advantage of the thought of everybody had a VCR. But what they didn't do was understand that the internet was coming. And when they turned around and saw the internet was booming, they still stayed in their same path and what they wanted to do. And what happened? Redbox took them over. Netflix took them over. They died instantly as soon as the internet hit them. Streaming pretty much killed Blockbuster and this multi-million-dollar business or whatnot. Why? Because they wouldn't adapt to their consumers. Everything is changing around us every day. And we got to be able to adapt. So don't get set on what's making you money today. Always look at the climate for tomorrow and, you know, let your business adapt. And I think the number one thing that plague our business, and, you know, and I would love to hear people's thoughts on this, is poor customer service. And I would just say there's many different, you know, I don't know. We have become the poster child for real of negative stereotypes. You know, not to say that there's other people, our lighter counterpart, like they don't have poor customer service, or we can't call in different organizations in different places or whatever, and they don't have poor customer service. But for whatever reason, we have become like the poster children, pretty much, of black business, poor customer service. And I think it plagues people's mindset of us. There's a lot of times where we want to go support a business, but we get on, some people get on social media and heal the business or whatnot, and then you hear this whole element of, y'all don't want to support the black business, y'all don't want to support the black business. But I should be able to come into your business, black, white, gray, or whatever, and be treated, you know, fairly. I don't want to be skipped because your homeboy coming in, or, you know, your homegirl gets 7 wings and I get 4. You know what I mean? Like, you're taking $5 off your friend meal, but I have this, you know what I mean? Like, so poor customer service goes a long way in derailing a business. And I think, you know, that's the number one thing that we would have to fix in black business, being able to treat the customer right. So that's my top 5. You know, whenever y'all